up again. Computer class, you tell me your name. It's now the time. We grow with each other every day. It's beyond us now. Can't control ourselves emotionally. This
welcome everybody once again. The best in the business are at it again. The Real Mentors Podcast. We dive into movies, TV, and of course have some fun along the way, because otherwise what's the point? Big show today, as I've always said. I've been saying this for a couple of years now.
Well, it's a big show.
really, Mike? I always say that everything's always better with dragons in it, and I'm sticking by that.
I agree with that.
We'll get into a big, heavy discussion of Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Of course, but we got some other stuff to dive into. You know, that's the main course, and everybody wants to jump into the steak, but we got some mac and cheese, we got some mashed potatoes and all that good stuff, some squash. Good fried veggies, so we'll get into all that before we get into the Game of Thrones.
But hey, Chewy, not any barbecued veggies.
We can do barbecued veggies too, man, you know? Fire up the dragons, dude. Fire up the dragons.
Save that quinoa for another show.
But, of course, those two That's voices. Right. One, we have a technical producer, the head of the GirlsLife.com studios. The man I compare to Euron Greyjoy, who is a big man who takes what he wants. The man beast himself, Mr. Mike Rose.
No guy liner here, pal.
And of course, over the phone and joining us, a man I took compare to Tyrion Lannister and Jon Snow. He drinks a lot but knows nothing. Chewy from Houston. What's up, brother?
I've got my Courvoisier, got the fire going, got Barry White. Let's get it on.
No, I don't know about Barry White, but all right. It's the wrong kind of podcast here you're going.
Awkward.
But either way, so we're going into all that good stuff. We got some breaking news, too, I'm going to dive into in a minute. Just a quick note to all our single fellow listeners out there, not that I care, but for all the single guys, Anna Faris is back on the market. Obviously, they got divorced from Chris Pratt, or getting divorced, and who really cares? Let's move on here.
I know, I don't.
Just saying, funny, who's interested? Yeah, just
poor,
saying.
Poor Star-Lord.
Yeah, you're saying there's a chance. So now, let's get into the worst of the worst here, of course, is what the fudge. Of course, is taking the topic which can vex me, upset me, or kind of confuse me, whatever the case is, and it probably should be a Dark Tower, but we're not going to get into that. So we got what the fudge. We have James Cameron, who I really, really like. Of course, he's giving us a lot of good stuff, Aliens, Terminator, yada, 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 and he's working on his 5,000th Avatar movies.
Oh, Lord.
He recently comes out and says that, he's interested in, he didn't really quite say in what capacity, I don't think it matters, of doing yet another Terminator trilogy. Is that budget necessary? Let it go. It's done. I love the Terminator series. Hold on. Let me finish it. Okay, so let's assume. Well, first of all, the Terminator, we all love part one and part two. Of course, classics. No one denies that. But it's like what they've become is like the girl, even for guys too. Let's say the guy or the girl who you're with, who you first meet and they're chiseled, they're in shape, they work out. 10, 20 years later, come by now, they're fat, overweight, they're lazy, and they go back to the gym, but it's just you never get back to that body. I don't care how many Terminators they make, you're not going to get what we had. It's just not going to happen. And James Cameron, who, by the way, the last Avatar film is slated to come out 2025. So that's like 8-9 years from now. Is that now when he's 80, he's going to start doing the Terminator series? No. And if he's just a producer, forget that. They gave it 3 tries with 3 different directors of Terminator, and it's all been fails.
Come on, I don't have any. You know what? I don't have any respect for James Cameron. He's gone for the money grab a couple times with this.
Let's not get crazy.
No, I'm just saying that. Look, dude, McGee.
Terrible.
Just saying. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Dude.
Terrible. No, I agree. And Terminator 3, not good.
He was listed as a producer on that day.
Genesis
film,
was not good. Dude, let it go. He's let this.
I will
go.
Tell you
let
this.
It die,
I will
please.
Say this. The TV series was pretty good.
It was cool.
The Sarah Connor Chronicles.
But they didn't give it a chance.
No, it was on Fox.
Yeah, they
back in those days,
a year
Fox.
Or two.
Two seasons, but they cut it and you're kind of like, oh shit, what the hell?
Exactly. It was mismanaged. It kind of.
It was a good show. I'm sorry. Saying,
they just, no matter what they do, they just can't get it right. They can't recapture that magic. Hey, listen, you're not going to go back to the gym and get that body again. It's not happening.
Speaking of that, ironic or not, both Cersei Lannister and Daenerys Targaryen have both played Sarah Connor.
That's a good point.
Oh, shit.
That is true. So, I mean, it's... God. And
that's I don't know why I know that. It's just silly.
You know a lot of things. You drink and know
I
things.
I know things and I drink.
So that's I really hope he's just talking crap or whatever. I don't want to see it. He's bogged down with Naruto. He's got no time for Terminator anymore. And speaking of Naruto, then he says, and this will add on to it because what the hell, they just came out later on today, yesterday, that I guess he's talking about the avatars and the villain coming out. The villain's going to be in the movie, whatever. It's going to be a Stephen Lang character. Is that Stephen Lang? Yeah, right? The old guy? The older guy?
Yes.
Yeah, Stephen. Okay, I'm not right. That he's going to be the villain for all four of the movies. I'm like, first of all, I thought he was dead. Second of all, spoiler alert, you know, so we know he's not dying in the next three movies of Avatar.
I honestly, at this point, am not interested in seeing that movie. I might. I don't know. Like I said, it just wasn't that great to me when it came out.
I'll watch it because it's James Cameron. I'll give it a shot. I'm going to watch it just to see what he does with it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, hey, he's got a lot of credit, Terminator notwithstanding. But it's just getting out of control. I just don't want to see. And along the, and I'll just pose this guys this. Is that a spoiler, really, when you say Stephen Lang's in the next four movies?
I don't know. I guess it is.
I assume so. I mean, you're kind of giving it away.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, now he's not dying. Okay, thanks. So, I don't know. It's kind of weird. And on that same note, this has popped in my head. They did the same thing with Thanos. Speaking of what the fudge, when Marvel, I guess they were talking about it, or Josh Brolin came out, and he's like, oh, he's doing, reprising the role in the part four of Avengers. I'm like, okay, so what are you saying? He's that Thanos is not dying in part three?
No, but that we knew because...
Come on, we knew that already.
No, that's not true. No, because the rumors came out, and they said the initial plan was to make part one, part two, and said, no, this is going to be an independent movie. Aside from the other one, they just scrapped their plans. Those were those were their words.
So it's going to
the filming. So now all of a sudden they're full of shit because now here we get Thanos again. So all right, so you know he's not gonna go anywhere after part three. So why are you watching this movie? Come on. I mean, can we keep these things under wraps? It doesn't make any sense to me. Don't tell us that he's
didn't
still alive.
He also just take a job as Cable too?
He did. He looks pretty cool, by the way. If you saw the picture, it looked pretty cool.
I saw it.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool. I gotta give credit for that. It looked pretty cool. But I mean, that's neither here nor there. But that's kind of weird. I don't know why Marvel did that or why Brolin saying that doesn't make any sense to me. Just don't ruin the damn movie. Can we see part one first and then worry about who's in part two? You know, we know some of the heroes are gonna be in there because no one ever dies as Marvel. I get it. But the villains at least go, they die or they get defeated or whatever the case, Loki notwithstanding.
No, Marvel is the heroes die, but then their alter ego comes back as a bad guy.
Well, they come back.
They
die for like a movie, not even a movie, and they come back in the same movie.
And the other rule of thumb is Dr. Doom never dies.
Well, Dr. Doom hasn't been done right, period. So he hasn't lived, to be perfectly honest with you. He's got to live to die. You know, what they're giving us is not Dr. Doom.
In the comics of Dr.
Well,
Doom.
Well, the comics, they're
badass.
talking about movie versions of Dr. Doom.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they announced a Doctor Doom movie for some reason.
By the way, three different versions of Doctor Doom in the movie. Yeah. All three
garbage. No, it's garbage. But let's get to some of the big stories. And this one just broke. Apparently, obviously, Netflix, we talked about them to death on the show. We're all huge fans of Netflix. We should be. And a couple of things with Netflix. One, I'll start with this. Wow, that was an interesting sound. I think somebody shot Chewie's dog.
I'm going to send the police to his house.
So doggy abuse going on over there?
Dial IXII.
So I know Chewie's taking a quick break away. We're getting back online shortly. But, Mike, well, obviously, I talked about it real briefly with you. I told you this was announced like within the hour that Netflix is canceling or ending the contract they had exclusively with Netflix, when Netflix was showing the content. Disney. Thank you. Was canceling the contract or whatever the case is, and they're because obviously we know that Netflix was exclusively showing their movies, animations. You know, they had Rogue One, for example, and Civil War that came out, and they were gonna, you know, they're just slated to show Last Jedi, yada yada yada, on Netflix. But Disney's like, no, we're gonna go on our own. They're gonna create their own streaming service for their own content. Obviously, movies, new content, or movies, animation, Pixar, yada yada yada.
So, what does that have in store? This is just me taking. Just as you've been talking about this, I've been thinking, And what does this mean for Disney regarding Disney movies appearing on FX, appearing on TNT?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know. Do Disney movies actually show up now? Besides Disney Channel, of course. They do. But like in TNT and all that?
Yeah. Well, like Star Wars did. Has.
Well, the old ones have, but that was more Lucasfilm than, I don't know, Disney has still the rights that property. I guess they own it, Disney. But they've always been showing it. So I honestly don't know. I don't know what that means in terms of that. But
well, no, I'm just the reason why I'm thinking about that is I'm trying to see in my head what properties would, whether it would be a worthwhile effort to do a streaming service like that. To me, I don't think I would be interested in paying $10 a month to see the same movies over and over again.
I can see it for like
a family. Their catalog's pretty huge, but
still. It's a huge catalog. You're talking about a lot of animated movies, a lot of Pixar. I'm sure they're gonna have a lot of original content. And
if you're an adult, though,
My
youngest daughter's 21.
No, I know. I get it. For an adult, no. But for a family, I could see that. I mean, it's Disney. They always make money no matter what.
I mean, I'm just saying, what is that? What future does that hold for DXD and some of their other channel brands if they're trying to push the streaming service? That's the other.
Maybe they plan to put that original content in the channel. I guess I'm making that assumption, but that would seem like a good idea because now you're giving.
You've heard the Disney Channel. I think you've heard the Disney Channel DXD. And
they're just using their the streaming service as a platform to put on the show.
I hear what you're saying.
I don't think they lose. I think they gain money because right now I don't know how much what contracts they have with the cable companies, what the deal is. I just don't know
that I would be interested as much as I do watch things on DXD. So I'm just saying like. They have the Star Wars Rebels on there, which is going to go away. They have some other stuff, but I really feel like, you know, moving forward. See, they were developing a Star Wars show for Netflix, so I wonder where that went.
Maybe now it goes over to Disney.
Right, but that's another thing
which is smart, though. I mean, hey.
Smart? I don't know, because I don't think there's any way that they're going to have the kind of audience that Netflix is going to give them. So I don't know.
Well, I just think this is what the way look at. Let's assume that, because you know Star Wars fans are hardcore, right? If you tell me, okay, there's original, there's a Boba Fett, whatever, a Bounty Hunters TV show exclusively on Netflix, I guarantee you that a lot of people are going to sign up, even just to watch that show and do like Game of Thrones. People sign up for HBO for three, six months and then pull out.
Well, this year they're signing up for a month and a half, right?
I think HBO does a lot of specials, so they catch with 3 months, whatever they do it. But either way, Disney could do the same thing. So listen, come check us out for 3 months and check out the Star Wars show, maybe like what's on there. Yeah,
I don't know, who knows?
But I'm saying they have several Star Wars shows.
I think it's a wait and see with me.
It is a
what the fudge though, because it's I don't know that it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be successful. I just
can't see Disney not succeeding because that's all they do. I mean,
I get it, but they have made some missteps,
of course, but. Odds on them. If you run to my head, they're gonna succeed. I'll probably say yeah, just because it's Disney. If it was Fox, FX, or whatever, Showtime, I'd probably say not a chance. I mean, it hurts Netflix. I think because I
don't know if it hurts Netflix
to some degree. I mean, because you know,
yeah, probably
it helps that they have
right. Because right now they have on there. They have Moana. They have the Jungle Book,
a Rogue One. Yeah. So that's a big deal. And that you know, hey, oh, cool. Yeah, I can watch all these movies. And,
you're right, dude. You're right.
So them pulling out is okay. What does it mean for Netflix? Who knows. But Disney, I mean, Chewy, you back?
Oh, I'm back. Yeah, okay. Sorry about that.
Let me ask you, because you got kids and all that. I mean, you're kind of young, but let's assume it's 2 or 3 years ago. Disney has its own streaming service where they have all Disney content, Pixar, all the animation, TV shows, XD, Disney, whatever, all that stuff. Would you have gotten that or get that for your kids?
I don't think there's enough for me to warrant paying extra just for that. There's just not enough there.
But what if you considered all the stuff, all the content that's on Disney Channel and a lot of the cartoons like Phineas and Ferb and crap like that?
Rebels,
Star Wars Rebels, the Clone Wars, which has been huge on, honestly.
Yeah.
The Clone Wars has been huge on Netflix. I've streamed it a good 2 or 3 times myself just rewatching it.
Yeah, well, I mean, like all those current shows I've seen on XD or whatever channels they're on, and so I'm not one to go back and watch on Netflix anyway. Neither are my kids. We own most of those movies, So, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, there's just not enough there.
Okay, but you think...
To justify the cost when I'm already playing for Prime, I'm already playing for Netflix, I'm playing for cable.
I'm with you, but I just think... I think maybe, like I said, maybe your kids are older, so it's different, but if they're young... I mean, I don't know. I can't speak as to that, but I don't know if you have a 2 5-year-olds, a 5 4-year-old, whatever, if they're not plopping in front of Disney and streaming service for a couple hours every day. I mean, I don't know.
I can't see them charging less than what Netflix charges.
No, I'm thinking they have to be like a $10 price point,
$12.95,
$12.99 for HD, whatever. You know,
but I still don't get it. I don't know that it's. I don't know, man.
I don't think it's bad for Netflix. It's worse for the cable networks if Disney pulls out the Disney Channel and XD and all that, because that's less content for cable, which is a big selling point.
It's a different story if they start pulling all their original content off the network.
That's what I think. They haven't specified exactly, but they mentioned ESPN on there as well. And they're having trouble with ESPN. A lot of reports about the money they're losing on ESPN. So maybe they put on that channel as well. Who knows?
ESPN's taking a bath right now.
That's what I'm saying. It really is. And that's a Disney product under the Disney.
Well, that's my other thing is like all those 30 for 30 movies.
That's a problem of them overpaying to get,
of course.
No, for the NBA.
And some other things. And it just is not paying off.
Agreed.
They also pay too much for football.
But I mean, if they put ESPN on something like the streaming service along with Disney, it's just more incentive for someone to get it. I'm not saying it's a game changer or, it's going to tip the scales, whatever. I mean, but it's interesting. But for Netflix, right. I mean, obviously they're gonna move forward. And on that note, Netflix, they lose something, they acquire something. They just got the rights to Millar World. Of course, was Millar? What's it got? The writer's name?
Mark Millar.
Yeah, Mark Millar, who is I've heard people comparing to. He's a Stan Lee of our generation, I guess. Potentially, I guess.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if I go that far, but whatever. I mean, he does a lot of properties. We've seen that Kick-Ass and.
Right.
Kingsman, for example, that hit it big, and among others, but Sin City, that hit big, whatever.
Wait,
now,
Sin City?
I think Sin City was Mark
Miller. No, that's Frank Miller. Dude.
Frank Miller. I'm sorry, Frank Miller. No, there's something else. Either way, irrelevant. And there's a third property that's out there that's out, and I forget what it is. So they bought them out. They have a contract with them, so they're gonna put out exclusive content, movies and or TV shows. Wanted, that was one. That was the other one.
Wanted.
Which I think Wanted would be a pretty cool TV series if they do it right. I think that lends itself more to that. So does Kingsman, for that matter.
Well, it wasn't a bad movie, actually.
It wasn't a bad movie. No, I liked it for what it was. But I mean, I think TV, if you expand it out as a TV series, it could be pretty cool. And if they're going to come out with something, that would be
there's certain comics and certain books or that are better suited for TV because you want character development you can't get in a 2-hour movie.
Exactly, especially when you build a world like what Wanted did with the whole assassins and all. I think that lends itself more to a TV series. So they got them out, so that's kind of cool. And they can do a lot of dark content on Netflix because they have carte blanche to do what the hell they want, movie-wise. And so I think that's a good move for them eventually. And it's funny because there was a report. This is all Netflix heavy show here, but I mean, there's a report, I guess, that Netflix was $20 million in debt or something like that. If you guys have seen that, but people see it, they get excited. I mean, it's not a big deal. They borrow a lot of money up front to pay for a lot of these properties and movies and stuff like that. And
remember, I told you
they make so much money.
I felt like they had spent too much money.
They spent a lot, but I get it. You have to up front.
I get it.
But they have 105 million subscribers, averaging $10 a month. Do the math. I mean, they're making big money. It's not a big deal.
Well, I mean, they're making money, but I mean, for what they've invested, they haven't recovered what they've invested.
Of course not.
That could be a potential issue long term.
I know, but most companies.
It's not a sound business model either, but.
No.
Still,
of course not.
The hype and people, real estate forecast, $180 a share just to get a piece of it because of the potential.
Oh, of course, it's there. And like I said, most companies will own money at the beginning. It's just how it is. Especially when they went through a major overhaul. And, hey, you got to spend money to make money, I was just saying. So
you got that right.
It is what it is.
Eventually you have to make money.
Oh, no, but the reported big earnings in the first quarter that came out. But they're making a lot. They got to pay back. But they came out really strong this quarter. They released their earnings, and they're fine. they're making a lot of money.
They're spending a pretty coin, and the return investment is not there yet, dude.
It eventually evens out. I mean, it's going to take some time.
I don't know if it's going to even out. I think that I felt like there was a ceiling for the amount of money they can take in.
A lot of these deals, I think, this loan,
I really think the only way for them to really make money is to raise prices.
They're spending money on somebody's shows that are just absolutely ridiculous, man.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, of course.
We're talking $100 million yeah. budget. I'm like, are you serious? Are you
of course.
They think every show is Game of Thrones, you know? It's, right. It's not.
I know, but I mean, at least I'll give them credit for this, they're trying it, and that now they're going to this movie thing, which we talked about before and all that, and I'm thinking, yeah. And it's funny because I was reading something online, and this is kind of on topic, off topic, but like the movie Detroit that came out recently.
Yes.
Which, you know, didn't do well at the box office, no big surprise. But
right, but you could look at that and say, look, that's not, regardless of how good the plot is, it's not. There's no way it's going to do well in the box office. It's not a sexy topic that
people
want to watch. Well, of course,
people aren't watching those movies these days.
Right, but that's my point, is that we have to stop these social justice warriors that are running Hollywood thinking that people want to go see this stuff. Look, I'm not saying we have to stop them. I'm saying that it isn't a big house movie. It's a good movie.
Right. But I think those movies are the people don't go to the theaters because they'd rather watch those movies at home.
Right.
Right. Exactly. So I think, as I'm saying, I think Netflix could start capitalizing on that. Let's get these movies that people are going to watch.
That movie's going to open up regardless of if John Boyega is in it or not.
But that movie did less than Kidnap, and Kidnap is garbage. That's the point. It's like people watch Kidnap and they're not watching Detroit. With Detroit, I haven't seen it personally.
But it's supposed to be better than it's supposed to be good.
So,
well, I don't know about fantastic, but
that's what I hear. I mean,
actually, I lived through that.
No,
time.
Right, but I heard it's a good.
You know,
movie. Yeah.
But my point is that it's, look, people, it's just like Dunkirk, dude. Mm-hmm. Dunkirk did pretty well in the box office.
It did. It's doing
but
well.
But people, you know, most, this isn't going to be like another war movie that kills. It's just going to be...
Well, most war movies don't kill. I mean, that's an anomaly.
I don't know about that.
Because that's Nolan. And war movies, history, they just don't kill. They don't. But most of them don't do right. well. So
I just think it's
but
a
Nolan,
story that
you put
doesn't...
Nolan in front of anything, it's going to make
Look,
money.
Bro, the money is in America, okay? Right. And it's not an American story, so it's not going to have that kind of...
Oh, but it did fine. But
it did okay.
It did better than Interstellar. It did better than open up bigger than, I believe, in Inception. $50 million opening weekend, it's a great number for this kind of movie. I'm saying that, but that's
it costs a lot more money than that to make, though, dude. Oh, I thought it was a lot more than that because they didn't use CG at all.
Production budgets, but Nolan sells them way. I can see, put Nolan whatever, it's gonna make money. If
okay.
that was if that was any other director, I would agree with you. But not, that's the different story. But I'm saying they can take these small movies and nobody wants to go to the theater and watch them at home.
Right.
Put them on Netflix. That's a niche they can find.
But Netflix is. They've got some big, but they're spending some major bucks on movies like that movie Bright. That's
yeah,
coming out
that, but you know what, dude? I've watched two trailers for that, it looks awful.
Looks awful.
Alien Nation with orcs.
Yeah.
Why, Chewie? I mean, so they're just throwing money away, you know, on a movie it doesn't look that good.
It doesn't, and it'd be great. I don't know. I doubt it, but. Whatever.
How can you judge? You spend that kind of movie for Netflix, are you going to get that kind of return on your investment? I don't
Look,
see it.
I think
the thing is, but you look from Netflix perspective and the business model, right? You have to. They have no choice but to put content and spend money.
Right.
You got to keep the subscribers coming.
Right,
but you
have to look where people. What is going to make somebody look? Yeah. If somebody said to me,
yeah, but keep this in mind before you say that. Cause I think I know where you're going. Adam Sandler, right? Those movies are garbage on Netflix, right?
Terrible.
Those are the most watched movies Netflix has ever had.
I know that.
But that's what I'm saying. But it's good for them. They're saying, oh, it's Will Smith.
It drives people to the product.
Exactly. And
but Will Smith doesn't drive people to the product. If Will Smith drove people to the product, After Earth would have made money.
That movie's just bad.
No, it's more than just bad, dude. That movie, people did not go to see that movie.
I go back to what I'm saying. Adam Sandler, who hasn't made money in a long time, besides Grown Ups, his movies have bombed. We think it's terrible. He's terrible. But they were the most watched.
But he still has a core audience. Look,
these people consider these movies
to be free on Netflix, even though they're paying a subscription fee.
Of course.
So they're going. They'll waste that time on a Kevin James movie
and they'll watch
or the
Smith
Adam Sandler
well.
Movie.
It's a big budget and Will Smith for free.
By the way,
I want to watch it because it's on Netflix.
Exactly my point. Let's be honest.
But I'm not getting Netflix because.
Oh no, I'm not saying
it's just,
that.
No, but,
it's just there. I'm paying
but
for
you
it
know
more.
What?
But it's new content.
People
saying,
are
oh,
going
Netflix
to see
Netflix is putting because every time it goes to the theaters, it bombs. Right? It probably
yes.
gets more views on Netflix
Absolutely.
Than it does in the theater.
You know who the biggest consumer of Netflix is right now, dude? Teenage girls.
Oh, okay.
teenage girls are, that's why that 13 Reasons Why killed. They that drove a ton of views.
I mean, I don't know what the breakdown is demographic.
No, I'm just telling you that it's a big demographic for them.
I would assume. I think everybody's them. I mean,
it's not every. I'm just saying that like they're spent. I just found out they just made a huge deal with David Letterman to do a seven episode season for Netflix too, where he's going to do long form interviews with people. I like Letterman. I think Letterman's actually very interesting. I heard an interview that he did with Norm Macdonald a couple weeks ago, and it was pretty good. I still think he has a voice. The problem is like Chelsea Handler's talk show is like a lead balloon, and there's other stuff that's been a lead balloon. That Amy Schumer comedy special that they paid like $16 million for.
Oh no, it's not good. Yeah.
It isn't doing anything.
Yeah. But conversely, they had the...
My thing is, where's the money on that? Where do you show, five million more people subscribe this month because they want to watch the Amy Schumer doc?
I don't think it's about... Like, they're not looking at it, and I don't think you have to look at it like one particular movie is going to drive subscriptions. You're looking at it just the overall content. They're right. Just putting content out because there's people who like Amy Schumer, those who could get three fucks.
Right, but I think that they're throwing money out the window.
But they have to. They have no choice because they have to. If they don't put any new shows, eventually people want to watch the shows and then they're not
right, but
no,
like
there's
they
nothing
have,
new, and then no, they're going to get out.
No, but dude, you know what? You know the beauty of like what Netflix is? I was watching Twilight Zone last night. Let me tell you, man. That show's better than most any show that comes out right now. And those are single episode vignettes, basically. Right. Okay? A 25-minute pseudo-horror shows that are better than anything that's really on network TV right now. Here's the deal. People still like that stuff. People still like Mission Impossible. If there's great shows, if you make great shows, people will watch that stuff. There's miles of content out there that's not on Netflix yet. Mm-hmm. They could be getting that stuff for nickels on the dollar and not pay for the Will Smith stupid movie that nobody's going to watch that's not going to generate more interest.
I don't think that's going to gain subscribers.
No, I'm not saying it's gaining subscribers. What I'm saying is it's...
You got to have a fair amount of original content, and that's what's driving business to Netflix is the original
stuff. I'm not saying they should. I think...
The Orange is the New Black, so on right. And so yes. forth.
Right. Exactly. No. You're right.
Then you sprinkle in these big budget productions, okay? But the core business is that original content.
Exactly. It's like McDonald's. It's burgers and fries they so often. They're tossing chicken nuggets.
Chicken salad. A fish filet. But you're going for the big man.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. That's what Netflix is doing, essentially. It's giving you all these offerings. The core is going to be some of the new movies releases and some of the core shows like The Orange, House of Cards.
No, but a movie like Snowpiercer for me. I would never have gone to see Snowpiercer in the movie.
And that's what I'm saying.
Jumped out at me, and it was like a great movie. Train to Busan is another movie
that. I think Amazon had it. But that's what I'm saying. I think Netflix should focus on those small movies, bring them out.
They're going to like Sundance and Cannes finding these movies signing them.
The one that came out last year with Idris Elba.
Beast of No Nation.
The Beast of No Nation. That was really good.
Yes.
And Siege of Jedoville.
And I think people
right.
will find a niche and watch those movies on Netflix because they're not going to go to theaters and watch those movies. Let's be honest. I watch them for free.
Right, but I think that drives business to Netflix. The Marvel series drives business to Netflix.
All that stuff does, yeah.
The House of Cards drives Stranger people Things to Netflix.
And,
right.
And eventually, for every 10 shows they put out that's crap, one is great and that's all they need.
Okay, I mean,
because one show like
right, but I look, but I see the some of these shows, and they've paid these guys lots of money.
But then the other one is
the Dave Chappelle two Dave Chappelle specials,
which I heard was really good.
They were hilarious.
Yeah,
they again, Dave Chappelle is a kind of a refined taste, right? I mean, not my parents aren't going to watch Dave Chappelle.
Not. He's more of a young crowd, obviously right. from a young crowd.
I don't think it's a young crowd. I think it's a certain segment of the population.
Think, I think people like them, but I think those we grew up with them when we were young, we liked them, obviously.
There's miles of stand-up on Netflix.
There's just tons of stuff. Nothing else they're trying to do. They're just expanding the menu. And hey, sometimes you want a chicken salad some days. Other days you want your burger.
That's why I think they ought to consider, investing in some old TV shows. I think that I think the Little Rascals would go over huge on Netflix.
I think it depends. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it depends. I think it might go well. I mean, they have a lot of old shows on there. They do tons of old shows. You know, a lot of old sitcoms.
70s, yeah, you know, some 70s, stuff.
They have nothing. A lot of Cheers, for example, the one that just popped in my head. That's a great show.
Yeah, no, it's a good show. Great show.
But I mean, this last stuff. So, I mean, Netflix does what they do, and I think it is smart for them to expand. Like, you know, getting this the MLR thing. It's a good idea, and it only. If it sucks, who cares? Ultimately, it's the way you look at it. You know, they spend money, but you have to anyway. But either way, so we get off that. Good conversation. I like that. So let's get into, we're going to skip a few things due to time constraints here. We're going to go straight to Game of Thrones.
Hey,
so this is spoilerific. For those of you who haven't seen the episode or don't watch Game of Thrones,
we're going to talk
last. First of all, what the hell is wrong with you? Right? The last few. If you're not watching it, I don't know what to say.
I got nothing. Sister.
For example. But real quick, because I know Chewy brought this up, we'll branch it. I mentioned three shows that we're not going to talk about them, but people, I think we can all agree, well, Mike hasn't seen one of them, that we need to watch. Ozark, we finished that, Chewy. We'll talk about that next week, but those who haven't seen it, catch up on it.
I just need to watch it.
We'll have a good discussion next week about that.
It's on my list.
Yeah, Rick and Morty is absolutely
hilarious. Rick and Morty is awesome.
It's the best show no one's heard about. Adult Swim.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys need to watch that. We'll talk about that more next
week.
It's
out there in Spizz Ace. It's everywhere. That's one we just
too highly recommend you guys watch that way. And Chewy, you mentioned Snowfall, correct? That I haven't seen personally.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I started watching it on FX. It's not great. It's better than average.
We don't do better than average here. We do great or nothing, big guy.
Well, I enjoy it because it's a period piece.
We don't serve burgers and fries either. We're all about steaks and potatoes or gratin.
I don't want to oversell it. I enjoy it, but it's not for everybody because they go through the story through three different point of views simultaneously. So it's you know, for the lay person, they may turn off. You got to invest a little bit, but I've liked it so far.
Okay, I haven't heard much about it, but I'll see if I can catch one or two episodes. But we'll get into the motos next week and all that. But let's face it, it's all about Game of Thrones. This is what we do.
Yes.
We did the first episode. We did a lot of predictions, and some stuff has come to fruition, some hasn't. And obviously we had the obviously episode two nights ago, let's see if we might get into a little bit of discussion on this.
Yes.
I thought first of all, it's the best episode of the season. We can all agree on that.
I think it's top seven all time.
One of the best all time in the show. I think we can all agree on that.
I don't think it's better than Hard Home. I don't think it's better than Blackwater.
It's better than Hard Home. Yes.
No. It's
I'll
not
say
better
this.
Than
I kind of see the episodes again as a totality of the complete episode, but I'll say this, the battle scene. Focusing on the battle scene was the best battle scene this show has ever done. Do you guys agree or disagree with that?
I mean,
I think it's pretty good. I don't think it's better than last season.
They had the biggest budget production. You could tell from what they've done and what they showed and everything that was invested in that episode. Absolutely.
But do you think it's the best one?
This is big budget Hollywood movie production. I
totally agree. Do you think it's the best fight scene? Battle scene?
I mean, it's neck and neck with Battle of the Bastards. I mean,
Battle of the Bastards, so in my opinion, is better.
This is what I mean. Obviously, it's everyone's got an opinion. I get it. For me, I mean, don't get me wrong. Battle of the Bastards was amazing and it was incredibly shot. Well done, as was this. But with this one here, there's a couple of differences. Number one, it has dragons, so you know how I feel about dragons.
Anything with dragons
is always. Is any movie, TV show? I don't care. Name any movie, they're all better with dragons. But this is that's the side. I don't care what movie it is. It's better with dragons. God,
what's
damn
that horrible movie with...
whatever it is, it's better with dragons, dude.
No. Remember that movie with the guy that's the fireman? It's terrible. Days of Fire, Rain of Fire, or whatever it's called.
Oh,
that was awful.
Matthew McConaughey.
That movie was so bad, but without the dragons, it would have been worse.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
The dragons made that movie better. Trust me on that. So either way. So I think what's great about this particular scene, besides the dragons, the production values up there, yes, agreed and all that. I mean, it was fantastically shot. The build-up was great. We'll get into that in a second. But this is the only fight I felt that we had horses on the race on both sides of the field. And what I mean, obviously, we're cheering for Daenerys and the Dothraki and the dragon, all that. Of course we are. But at the same time, we have Jaime.
Jamie, there's some people pulling for Jamie.
I'm
pulling for
Bronn.
I'm a huge Bronn.
But that's what I'm saying, right? So that ups the stakes because now, well, wait a minute. I don't want Jamie to die. I don't want Bronn to go down. There's a couple of scenes where, oh, shit. Okay, whew. So, I mean, you have just stakes on both sides. We've never seen it before. Usually, Battle of the Bastards, we wanted Ramsey to go down, right?
No, yeah, it was like good versus evil.
Exactly.
I mean, it was clear. Exactly. It was a clear line between the two sides.
Right, and there's this one, there's not as many good
not.
Guys.
That's what I'm saying. So
plus the other, how about the other kid, Dickon Tarly?
Awesome name. That was awesome. But it's cool because, and we have Tyrion.
What I'm just saying is, like, he wasn't a bad guy. He was like, looked like a deer caught in the headlights.
He really was. I mean, they all were, really. And but I mean, you have the Tyrion, when he came in, he was, for me, he like represented the audience. He was watching everything. He's like, damn it, there's my brother about to get killed. And he's like, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly how we were. Yeah. Exactly.
But it's like his heart is also pulling for the other because he doesn't want, I mean, I don't think he wants his brother to die. I don't see it.
And that was such a cool addition to that scene. That's what I'm saying. For me, I thought, that's awesome. And I didn't want Jaime to die. I like Jaime's character. He was an asshole first, and we've grown to like him. And Bronn's always been great. He's the kind of guy, don't die, damn it. Although I thought he probably should have died, but I'll forgive it because it's Bronn. That was my only negative, is that,
he lost his gold, dude.
Fair enough. But that's what I'm saying. I think that the stakes were so heightened in this one. It was so well done.
But the episode as a whole, I mean, even with that, I mean, there was so much to this episode.
Oh, no, yeah, we're going to, yeah.
With people coming together that, oh, that was so cool how they did it this way.
Of course,
It was just an episode that was so best this season, but it's up there top three best.
Oh no, I agree. Totally.
It's up there. I don't know if it's like I said. It's definitely top seven for me.
I'll say top five. I mean, I guess we'll get into some of the other stuff in a minute, but let's focus on the battle obviously because the builder was great, and you know obviously when they're all there and you hear I think Bronn heard it first, but I guess the horse, the footsteps, whatever you want to call them.
Like the rumbling.
Right. Like, snap.
Like a train. I was like, what the hell is that?
Exactly. We're like, oh, here it comes. Because they tease a dragon in the preview last week. So I'm like,
right.
I thought it would just be a dragon by herself. That's what I was thinking. She comes up and just, I don't know, blow shit up. But man, you hear the cries of the Dothraki, and I was like, oh boy, here we go. Yeah, dude, I was like, oh my god, you see him coming from the horizon, great shot, and then dragon come through, and it was all dark and cloudy, very ominous. It's kind of cool.
Yeah,
but you see him, and then Jamie's like, oh shit, okay, everybody, shields, arms, whatever.
Yeah,
spears,
no,
he was
fighting. Yeah, he did a good job.
Because they don't see the dragon coming down, they're like, oh fuck.
Yeah, and the look in their faces, great acting. When the dragon pops up, they're like, what the hell? It's like one of those, like,
we don't know, what do we do with that?
Yeah, we knew they were real. Now I'm seeing it. Oh shit, this got real really quick. Yeah, like, what do we do? I mean, so that was great reactions by them, by the acting, by the way. Great job. I was just like, wow, that was just the desperation. And like Jaime, how he's like, and Bronn told him, hey, get out of here. And he's like, no, I'm going to stick around. But that was cool.
Yeah.
Without old Jaime would have left. New Jaime sticks.
I don't think
Jaime would have been.
Remember, old Jaime got captured.
That's been consistent from the very beginning.
He is
a warrior. He's
dude.
I mean, was Kingsguard.
No,
he would not.
Old Jaime is a backstabbing guy.
Exactly.
Old Jaime got captured at the twins.
Because even when he was facing Robb Stark at the beginning, he's out there leading the guys. Front and center. That's not the kind of guy.
I don't know. I will debate on that, but be that as it may, he stayed. What that was really cool, you know. Obviously, and he was about to take it for the team when even Tyrion's like, what the f are you doing?
He's running down the beach
with a spear about to kill Daenerys.
Got no other choice. Fuck it. I mean, do or die.
Yeah, exactly. Which is cool too. I was good. Like that scene came out great, and I was like, oh boy. What? I mean, I'm not really like holding my breath. Like,
who's gonna die?
Who's dying here? I'm like, oh, and it's just, I mean, it was set up so perfectly. Bronn's couple of scenes with him, and the one scene where he throws his dagger at the Dothraki coming towards him on a horse, and then he dodges it, and the guy leans over to the side and cuts a leg off of the horse.
Right.
That was awesome.
Wow,
and then he lost his money.
Yeah, he lost the money at that point, and then that guy chases him, and he gets speared with a scorpion or whatever. That was
right,
great.
The scorpion that runs through.
And I was like, because I had talked with some friends at work, and like, I thought the dragon was going to die this week or get wounded. So the first shot, I'm like, oh my god, I was hoping, don't kill him. And they missed, and he hits him like, oh my god, he's going down, but he comes back up and whatever. Which, it was cool. I like that. I didn't want to kill the dragon too soon. But that came out great. Everything came out great. Burning him, the mayhem was amazing. It was just
here's my question to you guys. Did I hear it right? Because I have watched it twice. As did the money go forward to King's Landing?
He did, yeah. Yes. It was said, what's his face?
I read many a review where they weren't paying attention or they got it wrong, but Randall Tarr at the very beginning clearly says,
yes,
we just got the gold through the gates of King's Landing. Yes. And obviously, it kind of gives you, you know, how long the con, because it was a fairly large army, so it was going to take time from the front and the back to get to back through the river and into King's Landing. So exactly. It kind of explains a little bit, you know, how long it's taken to get from Highgarden back
to town. So then it's the gold is there. The wheat is gone.
Yeah, the supplies and the sack of the grain, obviously it's up in smoke.
And that's a big deal, obviously, because they need that. Yes. So that was my question too. But when I saw it again, I picked up on it. He did say clearly.
I didn't catch it on the rewatch.
Yeah, he cleared it out. It's behind King, the gates of King's Landing. Okay, great. So that's there.
And me being a Game of Thrones, you know, geek, you know, I actually went to the map and looked at the relative distances and see if it actually made sense.
But dude, honestly with this season, this is about the equivalent of 24 when it comes to driving around. If you've ever been in LA traffic.
But I mean, you could see. I'm not nitpicking. I know my bro loves talking about the time warp.
It's aggravating. I forgive it, but it's aggravating sometimes. Because I'll give you an example, right? So you know, these guys have traveled back and forth. You know, in seconds, I get it. Time lapse in the show, whatever. Everyone's got a DeLorean. I understand that. But then you have like someone like the Hound who. Okay, why isn't he at Winterfell already?
Right, he's walking.
He wasn't that far as the other guys were.
Right, he's walking backwards.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, well, what, you know, it's inconsistent, is all I'm saying. But whatever, we're not going to get into the negative stuff.
Okay, so.
Because I do have a what the fudge for Game of Thrones, and we'll get to that in a minute. But this is well deserved. It's not about time traveling that they're doing all the time warping stuff. So, I'll pose this question now. We saw the ending, obviously. We know Jaime's not dead. Let's not kid ourselves. Everybody thinks that's a fool. We know he's alive. So, what happens to him now?
Okay, I don't know, man.
Unless he, you know, wakes up and someone fishes him out, and
he's not dead.
You know, he makes a break for no, he's not dead. Oh. But at least he goes to King's Landing. He's captured. I mean,
that's what I was thinking.
There's only two options: he either sneaks away or he's captured. There's nothing.
I think him and Bronn get captured.
I think they get captured. I don't think he had to sneak away because there's nowhere to go.
I just don't know what's going to happen with Tyrion then, because. You know, Tyrion has a very soft spot for Jaime and Bronn.
I think I would like to see Tyrion let him go, let him have him escape, he got helped by Jaime.
I don't see him letting it go for any reason, honestly, dude.
No, but I'm saying Tyrion breaks him out. I'm saying
right because he let
Tyrion returns the favor. Exactly, which won't bode well with Daenerys. But I'm saying I could see that happening, and that would make sense. Am I wrong in that? I mean,
no, I think you're right on the money.
It's possible.
I just don't understand right now. See, there's a whole bunch of nebulous parts of the plot right now that I don't think we're going to find out this season because we're already with three left.
Save those thoughts because I want to circle back to some things I think you're alluding to. We'll get to that.
Right. I'm not trying to spoil anybody, but.
No, but there's some things I want to talk about that as far as where the show's going and all that, which, because now we've seen four episodes. We have a better idea what we think than what I thought before, that now we know it's not going to happen or is going to happen.
I do want to bring up is that obviously after watching this, I mean obviously going through the first three episodes and not looking at this last one, just the you know, I had some maybe inclination, some suspicion that, you know, the Lannisters were getting information from somewhere. Okay, it was just and I don't want to say it's lazy writing, but it was just too convenient, you know, first Euron intercepting the fleet going to Dorne, and then the setup at Casterly Rock. I was like, wait a minute, they have to have information because, you know, and I'm not a military guy, but you don't leave your home base undefended without knowing that, you know, these guys are going somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
I'm on the fence on that because I could look at it this way, right? The Euron thing, he did it on his own. It's not like Cersei told him.
Coincidence. Right. Twice?
Let me just finish. I think that they anticipated, I'm just playing devil's advocate. You know, Jamie's a smart guy, and you know, they have people there. Then they figured they were going to go to Castle Rock. I was like, okay, in that case, then we need the gold, right? That's been set up. So they went to get the gold, which is completely undefended and not anticipated by anybody. So that was smart and made sense. I go either way, but I see what you're saying. I go either way on that. I don't know.
And maybe you don't commit to yes, I go to Highgarden to get we need the gold. We're not going to win without the gold.
Exactly.
And without knowing that, you know that they're not coming to sack King's Landing, because if you leave that undefended, it's over. And they have to know. They can't just guess that.
Well, actually,
the like, no, I'm going to King's Landing and I'm burning to
Chewie, you're right. Maybe there is a spy. There might be a spy.
Chewie, here's the other. I think there is a spy, but I don't know who it is.
The spider,
I don't think it's Varys because I think
Varys.
I don't
think Varys, so either.
I honestly God hope this is not lazy writing. I mean, I don't think so, but I mean. That there's that possibility.
I give you that, and that's a fair assessment. But right. But it's too soon to tell. Well, if it ends up being that, that'll be a major gripe, and I'm on board with it because you know I'll nitpick this show to death, and that's a big thing. But right. I'm waiting to see what happens before I jump the gun.
Yeah.
But yes, I exactly know what you're talking about.
No, I think it's gonna be, to me, that's probably one of the big stories of this season.
I guess. I mean,
well, I'm just saying, if there is.
There's
some
something
kind of
there.
Leak,
there maybe there.
Then I don't know who it is.
That'd be interesting. That's gonna be. I'm sure. I mean, I can't even think about who it might be. Varys is too easy. It's too obvious. I don't think he wants to be a Cersei anyway.
No. He absolutely can't stand the Lannisters.
I don't know. I'm sure it's something we haven't thought about. Something which they're gonna pop in. Who knows? I mean, information that travels. You know how it is with the Ravens and what I call right. the old time Twitter.
The whispers, the children, the crows. I mean, yeah, obviously they're getting information some way somehow.
Exactly. Yeah. But either way, let's move forward a little bit. Let's talk about, obviously Chewie mentioned a lot of reunions that happened in the last few weeks, and let's talk first about the big one. I thought was the Jon Snow and Daenerys reunion.
Right, that's not a reunion, but yeah.
Well, not a reunion, but I guess a joining. Well, the first time. Well, they're united.
Ice and fire.
But to see him then, well, yeah, Tyrion and Jon Snow reuniting.
Yeah,
that is true.
That played a big role in that little section. What thoughts on that? How do you guys thought that came out? I think that was an episode.
I'm
going
to say it was kind of awkward. I don't know that it came out the way I expected it to come out, not in a good or a bad way.
Okay.
I just felt like Jon Snow was Jon Snow, and I know you can't stand his character, but I think that I thought he did a good enough job. I'm really, as the years have gone on, I've kind of lost confidence at Daenerys Targaryen's character is something that is a good character on the show. I just, not because she's a good guy or a bad guy, but because I honestly don't have any interest in her. I don't think there's anything to her character enough to make me even care about what she's doing. I was more interested in seeing Tyrion and Jon Snow interact.
Which was really good,
right,
by the way.
Right. And also the Theon thing with Jon Snow.
No,
I thought it was good. I think the kid that Alfie Allen, the kid that plays Lily Allen's brother, who plays Theon, is a fantastic actor.
It was just a very short scene. It didn't hit.
I thought it was a good scene.
It didn't hit for me anyway. It wasn't bad. I was like, okay, let's get to the good stuff. At that point, I was like, okay, I know something big's coming. Let's do this, you know. And yeah. It wasn't about Theon, but it was. I mean, she Daenerys, you know, she's hell bent on bending the knee on this thing. She keeps saying she wants him to bend, and like Jon Snow saying no, I ain't doing it. They cut a deal thanks to Tyrion, who's like, you know, talk to both of them and what he does best, and you know, talks his way out of situations. And okay, fine, they'll mind the dragon glass, and she will whatever, you know, get
and
his
then
help.
She came back down to try to work him a little bit, but he wasn't having it. I mean,
he wasn't, because he tried again when he showed her what's inside the cave, right. And now I think she's believing the whole White Walkers are coming more because now it's part of her heritage.
It's also a callback to in season 3 with Mance Rayder and Jon Snow, where he went out to him and told him the same exact thing. Oh, season 4, you know, bend the knee and you're gonna let your pride get in the way of bending the knee when he's trying to save his people. And he was the exact same situation.
Same thing. Yeah.
Because obviously alone they're not gonna beat the White Walkers. They're not gonna survive.
Oh, of course not. Then they all need to work together.
Exactly.
But even she's like, oh, I help you out. Okay, if you bend the knee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
read the fine print, man. And it's funny because when he first takes her to the cave, I'm thinking, okay, I remember last time, you know, Jon Snow took some girl inside the cave.
God,
and Jon Snow, he went a little south of the wall there, you know what I'm saying? Hey-o! So I'm thinking, oh, I don't know, man. You know, there's a little flirting going on there.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Jon Snow does a little something now. Back then, he didn't know anything. But I'm thinking, okay. And it's funny because they actually played on that because didn't Davos asked him about what you think of her, and he says, right. She has a big heart or something.
That,
yeah, it's not the heart you're looking at or thinking about. Whatever it is, insinuating
smile,
that. Yeah.
By the way, Davos is one of the best characters.
He's great.
On the
and Jon Snow's like, I'm not looking at that. It's like, come on, Jon Snow, really, dude? We all think about it. There's always time for that, dude. That's what Jon Snow sucks, dude. But either way, there's always time for that, no matter what. White Walkers away, dude. They understand. So that was kind of cool. So I don't know if they're gonna. You guys think they're gonna hook up here? I mean,
I don't know. That's a great question.
If he refuses to bend the knee, that's the only way way I see them coming together is through marriage. And but it's kind of weird because it's his aunt. So I don't know. There's...
Really, dude, on this show?
Well,
has that stopped anybody there?
Apparently not.
You guys marrying a daughter. You got Jamie and Cersei. I mean, who cares? That's you know, come on, it's not that bad. And I guess maybe once he finds out, I'm sure inevitably that he's a Targaryen or
right.
whatever. I guess maybe she's more receptive to
actually
him
he's gonna have to go back and see. Bran has already said he needs to speak to
he's,
him
exactly
so
he's gonna tell him what's
yeah.
up. I mean
right.
it's funny because on and since when Jon Snow I hit on this, I think on next week's episode, you know, you hear him I think Jon Snow narrating whatever the case is, talking about that Bran has seen the White Walker, so he saw that was, to me it seems like he's already there and talked to him already.
I don't know.
Well, how would we know Bran?
He's never seen Bran.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
He's missed Bran every time
yeah,
that
but
he's
he,
come
but
across.
So Bran sent him a raven to with the message. I don't know. It's kind of weird. So maybe we finally see that reunion or whatever. I don't know. We'll find out. But I'll get to speak since I brought him up. Bran. That's what the fudge.
Right.
Is with this Bran character, dude. That guy.
Did you like
the
meme I posted about
fudging?
About
sucks, dude.
Creepy Bran and DirecTV.
No, but
they
mean,
don't know what to do with him. It's been fumbled
no, no,
the whole
no,
series.
It's not that, dude. It's
no,
not that,
dude,
guy.
No.
I think
it's
they
horrible.
They unexplained it. They
no.
unexplained it in this episode where, I mean...
No,
right,
they
the
didn't.
The three-eyed raven took him out. Bran is not in that body.
They've done a really piss-poor job
Bran,
of just,
but it's not,
a conveying
that. Now he sees everything. He knows. He doesn't know everything, but he sees everything. I've seen everything in the past. And it's become, you know, basically just like the other three-eyed raven, where it's not, you're not that person anymore. You're this, you know.
The other guy seemed like he had a personality. This guy, it's just I don't think. And like,
dude,
okay,
the other guy was stuck in the roots of a tree, dude.
Yeah, but at least he had a personality. This guy is free and out there, and he has like a damn robot. It just doesn't make any sense. But the thing is that he knows everything, doesn't say anything. And it's funny because when Sansa's asked him when they first meet two episodes ago. And he's like, well, what are you? I'm the three-eyed raven. What's that? It's too long to explain. Okay, fine. And now, also this guy, he used to be the old three-eyed raven. I thought you were. That's too hard to explain. It's not too hard to explain. The other guy died, and I took over. A quick sentence is not that
right.
hard to
I got
explain.
It. I got this shot.
I thought you were. Yeah, because he died. That's it. That's all you have to say. It's not too hard to explain. It's that's lazy writing. They don't know what to do with this guy, and it's really bad. It's really, really, and it's been bad with Bran the whole time he's been in the show. It really has, but they don't know what to do with him. That's the only bad part of the show I don't like right now, and it hasn't gotten any better. He knows everything, doesn't want to say anything. Why are you there? This is
right.
pointless. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. He knows Littlefinger's up to no good. He knows everything about him. Doesn't say anything because, okay.
He doesn't predict the future. He sees the past.
Right, and he sees all the bad stuff Littlefinger has done, right?
What happened to Sansa. He knows,
okay.
He knows Arya's list. He knows what Jon Snow really is. I mean...
He knows Littlefinger.
What do you want him to do, dude? Well, you know, start writing letters to everybody?
Well,
I mean,
no, because Sansa's right in front of him. He don't got to go very far. He don't got to go very far. He's standing 2 feet in front of him. Oh, by the way, Littlefinger did this. Okay, thanks. It ain't that difficult. It's not that hard, dude. Why you got to tell Jon Snow? You can't write.
Cat's
I mean, tell Sansa, by the way.
He's going to end up on her list, and she's going
to... Well, if Bran would have told her something, yeah, it would have been the list, but he's not saying shit. Either way, he's a pain in the ass. He's a waste of time. He really is a waste of time on the show. But be that as it may. A couple other reunions, obviously, yeah, Bran reuniting uselessly against anybody else, but we had Arya back in town, finally, back
right.
at Winterfell. Kind of coldish reunion with Sansa. It wasn't
right.
the happy kind of reunion I thought it might be. I think it'd be big when Jon Snow finally meets her.
I think those two together.
Those two
are going to
be great. But this one was like, okay, kind of a little icy, good to see you, not really.
By the way, I loved her little fight scene.
That was a great fight scene with Bran.
Oh, my God, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Her little thing that she did with the little posing. You saw like a little piece
the
of everything
the little
that she's learned.
The dagger flip, did you catch that?
Yeah, that was
yes.
cool.
No,
all other stuff, and no one ever taught her anything, but she knows anyway, like growing size and all that.
But remember, she got some of that stuff from Cereal Pharrell.
He didn't get all that stuff. He didn't get all that stuff because it wasn't that good. But it's Arya. I get it. She has magical abilities and no one explains. I understand that. I let that go. Like, people try on the show. Y'all don't explain it because it's unexplainable, so don't try it, okay? There's the whole LeBron thing again, though. There are prodigies out there. I know, I'm saying she got abilities. No one's ever taught her. She wasn't taught all that. I get it. She's good. Fine. Let it go. It was a great fight scene. It was really cool. I liked it.
Hey, she was blind, okay?
You know, obviously. And it was cool how Sansa's looking down on her. And I don't think that was a good look.
No, well, I mean, her look is more like out of shock because this is not the sister she remembers. But more importantly, the look that Littlefinger has.
I found that strange, too. I think
his head. Yeah, it was a weird look.
I don't think Littlefinger's going to make it out of this season.
Oh, he's going down. Oh, he's going to make it out of the season, but he's not making it out of the show.
No, I don't think he's making it out of this season. I think he's going to get taken down in the last episode or the second to last episode. I think Arya's going to do something. What's going to happen is there's a reason why Bran gave her that dagger.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's something going on. I think Bran hasn't had a chance to speak to her by herself yet, and I think there are some words that need to be said. I don't know if you remember, but he even brought her list up to her.
Yeah.
And Sansa was like, oh, she wasn't kidding about that.
Yeah, exactly. Because she laughed it off like, list. Sure.
Just kidding.
Yeah, okay, whatever, your list. Yeah, you're right, there it is. So,
how about those two guards? A couple of idiots.
Really? That's who they put?
And then when they let her in, then they go up and talk to Sansa. And to me, I'd be like, I think I'm going to go back and stand by the door.
The North is in trouble. This is the representation of the army. They're in big, big trouble.
They would have been better off.
The gates of the castle? That's the best you got.
Right. They would have been better off with pork pie.
For real? Pork pie. Sam. I mean, it's funny because, I mean, it reminded those two guys in the Pirates, the movies.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's exactly what mine is. Like, right. Really? It was kind of weird, but whatever. Not a huge deal. But moving forward here, because I'm thinking about, obviously, my prediction about Sansa ruling everything when it's on the smoke, it's all said and done, the smoke clears. I'm thinking about this before. Okay, so now, obviously, Jon Snow, we let out that he's Targaryen, not a Stark, per se. So now he has no claim to the throne in the North. Right, so now he goes to Sansa, right? Am I wrong with that one?
He's
not a Stark.
Technically, everybody chose him to be.
Oh, I know that, but everyone's under the belief that he's a Stark.
No,
bastard or not, he's still.
His mother is a Stark, so
he's a Stark. He's the son of Stark.
But you know what? Bran hasn't said anything to anybody yet, so.
Oh, I know, but eventually it's going to come out.
I don't think it is, but I don't think that it's. I think it's going to be at a time when it doesn't really matter.
But do you think Sansa's like, wait a minute? Because you know he gave her the power now because he's not there, but when he comes back and she finds out he's not a Stark.
Look, everybody keeps talking about Sansa. I'm going to do the old cul-de-sac Jones double cross on him.
I think she is, man.
No, I don't think she is. I think that she's going to... I've been watching this, and I don't think she's going to do that. I think she's going to do a cul-de-sac Jones double cross, but it's going to be with Littlefinger.
Oh, he is.
She's going to be the one clearly, that either... Clearly, I think Arya's going to kill Littlefinger, but I think she's going to tell Arya exactly what happened to her, and Arya's going to put him on the list.
I wouldn't doubt it, but I still think Sansa ends up at the top. But I mean, it's something
I actually think it's going to be Sansa's going to kill him with the knife, but it's going to be Arya taking the face off. That's what I think is going to happen.
I thought she could only take the kill. Yeah, only dead people, right?
Oh, okay, well, there goes that theory.
But then again, with her unlimited abilities, she can probably learn that too, because it's Arya.
Oh, God, here we go.
I'm just saying, just throwing it out there.
Hey, haters going to hate.
Hey, can someone give them haterade?
This haterade tastes delicious right now. It's refreshing.
Come on, that fight was awesome. Oh, how about that line?
It was a cool fight. It was a great fight.
The line at the end. Who taught you that? No one.
Oh, no one. Yeah, that's right.
And cool. Then the other great line from that show was Bronn saying, didn't they teach you that in fancy lad school?
Oh, that's right. People shit themselves in that. But speaking of, and I'll end with this, because I thought this is worth mentioning, the great mic drop that happened 2 weeks ago.
Right.
With, what's her face? The Tyrell. Somebody help me out with the name.
Olenna Tyrell.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. When she obviously went out like a champ. She went out like a boss. You know,
the Queen of Thorns.
Yeah, she, you know, stuck it to him.
It's like, okay, let me drink this wine, get it over with.
Exactly.
And I want you to tell Cersei. Yeah.
Oh, you're not gonna torch me? Nothing? No. Okay, great.
Okay.
She downed it real quick. I saw someone saying, "Haterade, I'm drinking." And all of a sudden, oh, boom, here it is. I killed her. Boom. Good night. Mic drop. I'm out. And that pissed Jamie off because he was still lingering about that.
I don't think he was pissed at her. I think he was mad. I think he's
mad at her because she killed
his son.
No,
I think he's coming to a realization about Cersei.
That's part of it, too. They're saying, Cersei killed
Tyrell. I think that the reason why this went down, this is their kids. Mm-hmm. These are their kids. that she's responsible for the death of, with the exception of Marjorie.
Right.
And what's going to happen with that, I guess. I'm not sure, but Alaria Sands is, if she's not dead already, she's going to be dead.
Very soon.
I don't think they're gonna show any torture on that after last season's debacle with the
probably
Sansa
not.
Rape.
Yeah,
so
she's done. She's done on the show. I mean,
I got a feeling. Yeah, I think it's a wrap.
Die. Yeah,
that's a wrap. Yeah. But I mean, I think Jaime realizes now then, because the whole thing with when Joffrey died, right? She pinned it on Tyrion, you know. And he
right,
had
but
his
what
back.
Does that? What does that do? What,
well, because
she's gonna, she hated Tyrion anyway.
That's what I'm saying. But I mean, that I just gonna.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He doesn't.
Exactly. It's gonna, drive more of a wedge, yeah, saying you jumped a gun because that dad died, because that led to the Tywin's death,
right?
And everything else, pretty much everything. So I think he has some animosity there, and I think this only reinforces it, because now, god damn it wasn't Tyrion this whole time. Went through all this crap,
right? And,
now Tyrion's against
deal.
Us, and
right.
the pitting us against brother,
right?
He's on the wrong side. The father dies. Cersei yet again. I think that's right. All gonna win more and more and more, and maybe that plays out if he's indeed captured next week. Maybe they have a conversation with Tyrion that I don't know.
I'm still a believer that he's gonna die somehow, and Arya's gonna
dying.
Take his identity and
kill
her.
The Cersei.
Yeah,
yeah,
so,
the choking,
so
yeah.
Maggie the Frog's yeah. prophecy comes true.
Exactly.
And,
yeah, exactly.
And then, it's all a perfect circle.
Yeah. And I do want to, hopefully they've shown, and speaking of, like I said, everyone's time travels, but the mountain, what the, not the mountain, the hound, where is this guy at? I don't understand.
They're
he took the long way. He's like Bugs Bunny took the wrong way.
He's not going to Winterfell. I think he's going to the wall.
He's going somewhere, but he hasn't gotten there yet.
I have to tell you, man, I love Thoros of Myr, Beric Dondarrion, and the Hound together. I think they're like awesome.
Yeah, I want to see more of that. I mean, let's get him back. Hopefully, I think now. But at least back, we'll finish with this, because now my initial thoughts before the even season started was, okay, this first 7 episodes was going to be about Cersei, resolution, get out of the way, and then next year, White Walkers.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen, obviously. Am I wrong in that? This Cersei's not going to resolve this season.
I don't know. I think you're probably right. I think what's going to happen is White Walkers are going to come.
They're going to come, and there's going to probably end with
but
that.
But Cersei's not going to be invaded.
That's what I'm saying.
Not going to be.
I agree.
She's going to go down. She's not going down easy.
She's not. I think it's going to drag out, which is good and bad. Because the way I look at it is like, listen, let's assume she goes down. They resolve that this season. Whatever, fine. They can't do 6 episodes of White Walkers next year. It's just not enough there. This is one big battle. It don't take 6 hours for one big battle. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't. You need more conflict than that. You know, and Cersei is that conflict. They can spend half the season next year finishing that off and then going back to the White Walkers. Am I wrong? I mean, is that? I don't know. I guess I don't think it's done. We're gonna be left hanging with everything, unfortunately, for maybe 2 years, potentially.
I hope not.
Because
I was disappointed that this last episode is less than 50 minutes.
I was okay with it just because of what we.
I was. No, it was a great episode, but my point in this, dude, is that you know where you promised us you're going to have extended episodes, and all we've gotten is the same
bait and switch.
Right. But next week supposedly is going to be an hour and a half. This week's going to be an hour and a half, and next week's going to be an hour and a half. Yeah.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Well, 80 minutes. Really.
Sorry.
I heard the last episode only was 80 minutes. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Only.
Well, I mean, I'm saying that's the only episode to be 80 minutes. This longest show that had planned was that one. I don't know about these next two. I don't know. We'll find out, I guess, obviously, but I don't know. I know I see this ending. I think the season with the White Walkers going through the wall, and that's where it ends, and boom. But Cersei's still around. I mean, do they stop going after her because of the White Walkers? So that's going to be interesting to see what they do is next. Yeah. I think next week's episode, which is probably going to be slow, because it should be. Obviously, you're not going to give it bang, bang, back to back. I don't see that happening.
Right.
So be that set up, people regrouping. That's really, okay, what do we do here? So we'll find out exactly where the show's going last episodes after next week. We'll see.
Right. Next episode's the 5th episode, so we have two more left after that.
Yeah, so it's basically three left. So very excited. We'll probably do another Game of Thrones after the finale. You know, we'll recap that. So
we'll all cry and go, another year and a half.
Where we can join, drink some wine, and drown our sorrows and the weight we have to endure. But we'll talk about this. I mean, like I said, it was a great episode, and it's been one of the best seasons so far, thus far.
Absolutely, man.
You know,
I think it's been a good season. It has. I just think that the fact that there isn't a blueprint to move forward has been difficult as far as...
I agree, which is why I think
as far as some of the dialogue writing, I think the dialogue has not been as on point as it has been in years past.
Well, I mean, the previous seasons, they took their time to set the table. And now, to a fault. Okay, let's just eat. You know.
Well, they have to. It's the last. I mean, they have no choice.
In wrestling, it's called hot shotting.
That was self-induced. Where they said, no, it's only going to be. I only have this many hours. I mean, no one told them it's going to be 13 episodes to go.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what they chose to do, yeah. And I get it. Whatever. But I mean, you're going to sacrifice something out of it. So we'll see. I know we're gonna get a huge battle.
I'm fine either way. I mean, I was happy with the pace before, and I love the pace now. I just wanted to be consistent, and so it's kind of changed my shame. Whatever. I still love the show. It's still a great season.
It's still great, but the writing is a little. I mean, again, I'm holding judgment to it all. You know, all the chips fall. But yes, it could be a situation where, man, the writing is really bad because I mean they're just really just conveniently putting things in there just for the sake of the narrative and all that. And I get it.
Where they could have avoided it by not saying how many episodes.
Exactly.
Make the meal, cook it, and serve it right.
I don't need to know the process. The chef don't come on and tell me, listen, I'm going to do this for 2 minutes and tenderize me, and I just put it in the damn oven, get me to the damn plate, and that's all I want. And make it good. That's what I care about. So let's see. So we're excited to see what's going forward. Like I said, it's been great. We'll see what we got. We'll talk about it in 3 weeks. But that's all we have today. We appreciate all you guys listening out there. We'll make the rounds in a second. All the listeners out there, if you haven't seen, if you obviously hope you enjoying a Game of Thrones recap, we definitely, guys, go on our Facebook page. I want to get some feedback, and you guys jump in. All you listeners out there, we appreciate anything you can provide on Facebook. The Real Mentors on Facebook, throw it out there. Let us know what you guys think, ideas you guys throw out. Well, I'll talk about anything. Believe me,
and let us know where you're listening to the show at, because
agreed.
You know, I know we have some listeners on Podbean. We have listeners through Facebook. We have listeners all over the place. We're going to start putting shows on YouTube. It's going to be
good. I kind of want to do that too. But yes, we got things planned and all that. But yeah, let us know what you guys think. We jump on there, of course, and we appreciate you guys listening. I hope you're having a good time. We have a good time doing the show. I always do. And Mike, before we go, anything you want to sign off with here?
No, man. Actually, just want to thank all my peeps out there for their birthday wishes. 53 long years old.
53?
Wow, huh?
Yeah, last time you saw that 53 was 1953, right? Man. I don't know. I don't know about that. You know?
but honestly, it's I'm excited. Football season's here, even though we lost our quarterback.
Wait, you got Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler, the savior,
the king of all interceptions,
the Jon Snow of the NFL. Emotionless, you know, brooding.
You're giving him way too much credit.
And you know what? If he starts getting bummed out, he can just light up a square on the sidelines.
There you go. It's going to be interesting. Chewy, you got anything for us?
No. I love doing the Game of Thrones recap. Shout out to my kids and my wife who are hopefully listening and fans of the show. And looking forward to next week's TV talk.
Absolutely. Nice. We'll get to some TV talk. We'll jump back into movie stuff. And thanks, guys, for listening.
Pickle Rick!
Go Pickle Rick, baby.
See you guys next time.
Okay.